Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at The Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Bruston-Northman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Northman.
All right, I got something that I looked up, and I'm curious as I see your responses. What Halloween costume represents Matt LaFleur? 800-990-3776. And I'll tell you what, it's Kyle Bruston-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. ChatGPT was coming for blood.
You ready Why for were it? They? Wait. What did you put into ChatGPT to make them come after our old ball coach and Matt LaFleur?
Literally, this is my prompt. Very simple. Very simple. What Halloween costume best represents Matt LaFleur? Love this question. That's perfect for a Halloween Friday segment on Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Oh. It hits in humor, personality, and pop culture and gives you a ton of angles to riff off listener calls and texts. Here are several Halloween costume options that best represent Matt LaFleur with playful reasoning, punchy one-liners, and setups for you guys to talk about. That's it. I didn't lead the witness. Look, what does that say? I want proof here. No. What Halloween costume best represents Matt LaFleur?
Does your ChatGPT know you're a part of Kyle Bruston-Ortman?
I've let it know. It's an account.
It might remember.
Yeah, Ken from Barbie.
Damn.
You ready? Polished, stylish, and image conscious, but sometimes overshadowed by bigger personalities like Rogers, Love, or bigger stories going on around the team.
Yeah.
Metaphor. This is where they go in. LaFleur looks sharp on the sidelines, perfect hair, perfect jacket, but sometimes fans wonder if he's just Ken Nuff when it comes to toughness and grit.
That's really good.
He's got the look, the charm, the accessories, but does he have that killer instinct, or is he just vibing at Lambeau Beach?
Lambeau Beach.
Get it?
Because of Ken doll or whatever. Yeah.
That makes sense.
I thought that was wild. That was the first one that came up.
That is disrespectful to compare him to the Ken doll.
A lot of my obvious answer is Matty Mouse.
Yeah, you compared my boy to a mouse. Which mouse is he?
Mickey Mouse. Is Chucky a mouse? Chuck E. Cheese.
He's a rat.
He's a rat.
He's not a rat. Rat and mouse is they're in the same family.
Yeah, mouse more than a rat.
What's the difference between a mouse and a rat?
Mouses can be cuter, and like you've seen, you know, Mickey and Minnie, they're cute little mouses.
So you're saying because
he's handsome.
Okay,
he's handsome.
I don't think anything's cute about a mouse, but
I was just going with the whole Mickey Minnie thing. You know, kids love them. You know, Disney were Disney kind of in a way.
My checks don't say that.
They don't, but there's a big portion of it.
There is a big portion. They do help.
Strofe.
Chuck E. Cheese actually changed to a mouse in 1993 after being an anthropomorphic rat from 1977 to 1993.
Oh, Chuck E.
Stevie chimes in on what costume for Halloween would represent Matt LaFleur. A big pair of glasses, because this is one of his favorite lines. Can anyone hit it?
Oh.
We'll see.
Oh, I thought
he's a big we'll see guy. Will this guy play? We'll see.
He is. I thought he was Steve Urkel.
Scared money don't make money.
Matt LaFleur should be Professor Snape for how much he hates fun.
Oh, wow.
Coach should go as Dan Marino. Hasn't won the big one.
Dang, that's disrespectful. True, though.
Mickey Mouse again from Eric in the 414.
Can you believe you started that? You got people walking around calling him a damn mouse.
Well, game situation, game management. He's going to his associate head coach, Rich Passaccia, to make big decisions.
Did you hear what Matt LaFleur said about his Halloween costume?
I did not.
He doesn't do Halloween.
Since you didn't know what hat you had on, do you not know what your Halloween costume is going to be?
It's Halloween, huh?
got in a big discussion with this with my assistant Daryl. I was like, I don't give a shit if it's Halloween. All right. We're trying to win a game. Period.
That's why I like my coach, but he's sometimes he's fake. He is.
This one of those moments?
He likes to be a tough guy sometimes.
Matt LaFleur should dress as a politician.
Oh, wow. Wow.
How about a big clock with arms pointing everything and a question mark because he stinks at clock management?
Oh, wow. He could be the guy from Batman that has all the question marks. I guess he'd be
Flavor Flav.
Oh. I wouldn't do that to him.
Do you guys have any?
No, I thought Steve Urkel because, you know, sometimes he has different. Steve Urkel in Stefan because he has the nerdy side to him as a Steve Urkel side where he's supposed to be the smart offensive mind. And then, you know, he also has a little bit of a weird whiny side to him. And then also he has this good looking side with Stefan where he's very handsome.
I don't know Family Matters that
great
well.
Great show. I watched that growing up.
Oh, look at you. Culture.
This is a good one.
Good night.
He's dressed up like George McCaskey.
Oh, no.
He owns the Bears.
Oh, I'm going to say he's not that big of a loser.
Exactly. I don't get this one. Should dress up as a candy corn?
I don't know, because he sucks.
Because, yeah, I was going to say nobody really likes candy corn.
That was the ultimate, Ben. I'm going to read it even though I don't understand it and hope somebody else understands it.
No, I mean, candy corn's very debatably a bad candy.
So
are you saying it's highly debated whether or not he's a good coach?
Yes. We got there.
All right. I'm glad you read it now.
We got there.
Made me look smart.
Yep. Thank you for getting us there. MKE in the Desert. Matt LaFleur costume. A special Green Lantern mixed with the Hulk, mixed with Johnny Handsome. That is a hard Halloween costume.
Who is Johnny Handsome?
I think he's just, I don't know who Johnny Handsome is, but I think he's adding the fact that he is a handsome guy to the table here.
I mean, either or. It's... sucks for Matt LaFleur that nobody is saying
anything.
Dude,
ChatGPT going Ken?
Yeah, well,
from Barbie off the rip?
You know, to be...
yes, Strofe.
Johnny Handsome, 1989 film, starring Mickey Rourke.
Oh, Mickey!
Go ahead with your thought.
Well, I think it sucks that when your ChatGPT algorithm, who knows about Kyle Brusted Nortman, when it decides that it's going to spit out something, it decides to spit out something that is more negative about Matt LaFleur.
There are some positives.
Wait, what was the question that you asked about Matt LaFleur again? If Matt LaFleur was what?
What Halloween costume best represents Matt LaFleur?
Okay, because I'm going to...
relatively negative, then. I'm believing from the information you fed it.
Yeah, so that's my whole thing. I wonder what my other ChatGPT would say about Matt LaFleur.
What?
I'm trying to think what I fed it.
Oh, well, wow. Wow. Actually, maybe it's not you. The stylish coach. Go as a Ken doll. That's true. That's the first thing. No.
And Kyle, as a Packer backer, definitely is not feeding negative things.
It's definitely better. It didn't go in depth of why Ken doll. It just said LaFleur is known for being one of the most put together coaches on the sideline, so the nails hits its vibe. This nails his vibe. Yours kind of went negative.
A magician.
Mine says Ted Lasso. Mustache, whistle, believe sign fits the wholesome coach vibe perfectly.
Yeah, it's interesting that ours was more like on the positive spin in view of Matt LaFleur.
Okay,
and yours
let's
on a
keep
negative.
Going through. You know what number two?
What number two?
A magician.
Oh my God.
Because when the offense clicks, it feels like magic. And when it doesn't, you're wondering if the trick failed.
That's crazy. You need to stop. You need to stop.
Stop
this
what?
This is what ChatGPT thinks that KBN Nation believes in Matt LaFleur.
Fun line. He can make a wide receiver appear open. And sometimes, poof, the run game vanishes.
Oh, my
spot
God.
Spot the lie.
This is this.
Spot the lie.
No, what I'm saying is.
Asking you to spot the lie.
Strofe, I don't know about you. I don't know about you, but this is what's out in the atmosphere for our show. This is not great. The Packers never going to like us. Never.
I think it might be too late for that.
Yeah, it's been too late for a while.
When Ben got his Aaron Rodgers jersey autographed, it was already over before it began.
Bygones, vampire. Can be bygones?
Wyatt Fitz is a vampire. So. Always cool, calm, and collected, but lurking. Occasionally sucks the life out of the offense with conservative play calls.
Oh, well, this is egregious. This is absolutely egregious. What do you feed
Fun
your
line.
Algorithm?
He'll drain the clock, not your blood. And maybe a little life out of the 2-minute drill. Spot the lie! Spot the lie!
I don't like it.
You may not like it, but you still haven't disagreed.
It's taking all the negative, characteristics of our coach, who's the coach
of
a five.
Sorry, ChatGPT has information about the Cowboys game.
No. Listen, the Green Bay Packers are 5-1-1. The Green Bay Packers under Matt LaFleur have only finished under 500 once. Right? He's been to the playoff what? 6 of his 7 years as the coach of the Green Bay Packers, and this is what the algorithm comes out with?
Ted Lasso.
Oh, finally, Ted. So finally got to Ted Lasso.
The optimistic, positive leader vibe. Great energy, always saying the right things. Sometimes too trusting of his players.
See, that's the problem. Your thing always
He believes in his guy, builds culture, keeps morale high, but can that believe sign translate into wins?
You're a pessimist. And your ChatGPT is pessimistic when it comes to the Green Bay Packers.
ChatGPT doesn't have emotions.
But it gets fed emotions. I want to know what it says about Jordan Love. I'm curious what negativity you said about my boy Jordan Love. Because if Jordan Love comes out negative, I'm going to be very upset.
For Halloween, best represents Jordan Love.
It better be glowing. It better be how great he is, Superman.
Here are some options. Superhero in training. He's got the tools, the look, the flashes of greatness, but he's still learning how to command the full superhero role. That one is really fair.
That's accurate, yeah.
That is very accurate.
That's accurate.
Because we literally have had a discussion all week about how great he is, but if he wants to be elite, that would be stepping into, yes, he is part of the top-tier Avenger that you want next to Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson,
That's
Patrick
true.
Mahomes, the Iron Man's, Captain America.
He is trying to be our Captain America.
So, again, I'm just giving truths here. So is ChatGPT.
I mean, the one on Jordan Love is nicer, but you got to be nicer to Matt LaFleur, man.
Harry Potter year 3 at Hogwarts.
Don't know what that means.
He's learned the basics, survived a few dark arts defenses.
Hold on. If you're going to talk about Harry Potter in this program, pull out that stupid-ass wand and try again.
I found out that wasn't... That was somebody's wand. I had to give it back.
Wait a minute. You stole somebody's wand?
Wait a minute.
Where did you... So you just randomly found something?
Where did you find it? You've had it all day.
I found it...
On somebody else's desk?
On somebody else's kid had it, and then they left it and walked away. It was Greg Scalzo's kid. I was under the assumption that I stole a wand from a 2 year old.
You stole a wand from his son? Or
no,
his
it was actually somebody else's. But I was under the impression the last 24 hours I stole the wand from Greg's kid.
Oh, somebody else's.
Somebody else's for the Wizarding
whose
World.
Whose is it?
It was brought in by a sales teammate. I don't know who it was, but it was for the Wizarding World conference room that they decorated.
Oh, and you. So you. Wait a minute. So you've
been hanging on to a wand all day that wasn't yours.
Correct.
And I thought it was yours, but also you knew that the room was decorative because of the stuff we were doing. You decided that, I'm just going to take this.
See, but
as it wasn't a
this isn't me on the Carbless Talking text line. David chimes in. He should go as Craig Counsell. They both sell in the playoffs.
Oh, come on. I mean, Matt LaFleur ain't that. Matt LaFleur's been to an NFC
Positive.
Game.
Halloween is supposed to be you dressing as something you want to be, so maybe Matt LaFleur should dress up as Sean McVay. Bill in the 414.
Dude, my ChatGPT
says
something.
I'm not having fun anymore. McVay.
Yeah, I don't... mini Sean McVay, since LaFleur came from McVay's, you know.
You had that too?
Yeah.
So it's not me.
But it was more positive. I honestly, I don't know about you, Stroh, but this has showed me just how negative Ben is towards our football coach. Like, dude has a winning record as a coach.
Okay, what's his signature win without Aaron Rodgers? Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah, probably Dallas.
Need more.
Why'd you ask that question and then immediately answer it?
Because it's factual and it needs
more. Were you asking the
more.
Question because you think there wasn't an answer?
No, I knew everyone would say the same answer because it's the only
answer. Detroit on Thanksgiving, Kansas City on Sunday
regular
night.
Regular season. Wait. You are defined as a head coach
he
based
on what
playoff
you do in the
playoffs.
Since Rodgers left, so of course that's a signature win.
And he only has 3 playoff games.
Correct, and 2 7 seeds, and this is
a
big year for him.
Wait a minute. What we not finna do, we're not going to sit here and act like this man did not. He's 1-2 in the playoffs, but the first year he went to the playoffs, the team was 9-8, and they were struggling during the season.
He had last an MVP quarterback.
No.
Not that year, he didn't.
No, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. And then on top of that, last year
he's
in the playoffs,
he's a good coach. No one's arguing that.
He's a great coach. And our team was decimated, especially in that game against the Philadelphia Eagles. Our quarterback was coming in hurt. The offensive line fell apart during that game. The cards were stacked up against us. The Philadelphia Eagles went on to win the championship.
Kyle was arguing against himself yesterday. Now he's arguing against ChatGPT.
Your ChatGPT that feeds it hateful information.
Kyle, just tell him to talk to the hand.
Yeah, talk to the hand because the face ain't talking.
Yep.
Listening. Face ain't listening. What costume represents Matt LaFleur? I want to keep them coming.
All positive.
Next. Positively. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman. Yeah,
what do you have on her?
What do you mean?
No one can willingly love you like she does.
You know...
on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app. Wisconsin app.
Positives coming in on what costume represents Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, thank you, KBN Nation.
JD and Fondy. Maybe Vince Lombardi. He might give us two titles. Big stretch. David chimes in. Positive. We'd love to see him go as Vince Lombardi so he can channel that championship pedigree. Or the coach from the Little Giants because he always has a young roster.
That's true. Do we think we like Vince better than Mike Holmgren? I'm a Holmgren guy.
I mean, two very different eras. One's the Lombardi Trophy. Mike Holmgren Trophy.
Lombardi's a great coach, fantastic coach. I mean, difference.
I don't understand the question.
Me either.
I mean, everybody talks about Vince Lombardi all the time. I mean, Mike Holmgren took over a team that was pretty bad.
Kyle, I don't think there's a football team in Green Bay without Vince Lombardi.
That's the root of it. Green Bay doesn't exist without Vince Lombardi.
The Packers have been around for quite a bit of time before Vince Lombardi. Were they planning on moving?
Well, success gives you a better opportunity to stay in a very small town.
Like a lot of other teams did.
Were they?
Well, most teams from that era didn't make it.
Okay.
And they won and had a successful product, and they won the first Super Bowl.
You don't compare the two. They're just two completely different situations.
No, I don't want Stroh putting false information out there.
Obviously. With Favre and what they were able to do, winning a Super Bowl.
I mean, the Packers
is a rejuvenation that has led to success well beyond what everyone could ever imagine, probably thought was possible in the 70s and 80s.
Well, that's very true. That's why I'm a Mike Holmgren guy, but I was around for Mike Holmgren. They're both fantastic.
Without Vince Lombardi and Mike Holmgren,
we wouldn't
Kyle is not a Packer backer.
I'm a Bucks and Brewers fan, and the Bucks and Brewers sucked as a kid.
I'm saying they may not exist in Green Bay.
I think you guys are just saying things that you don't know to be true.
You guys?
You said that the Packers may not be in Green Bay if it wasn't for Vince Lombardi.
Yeah, I think that's a fact.
I don't know. I've never heard that the Packers were almost moving. I knew that I knew my Milwaukee Braves moved.
Well, that's an even another use case example.
They were good, though.
But it's a small market. Were they championship good?
The Milwaukee Braves, yeah. They're really good. They won a lot of championships.
Yes, baseball, yeah.
Yeah. Hank Aaron, you ever heard of him?
No, never.
Warren Spahn?
Never.
Bob Uecker?
Never. Well, he only bat 200.
but I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's all we got for the positives, Kyle.
That's okay. I see what we do on this show. I see why.
He should be the Lombardi Trophy.
Sure. I just hope he gets a Lombardi when I get my ring. You know what the Packers won the Super Bowl.
Pretty easy costume, too. You just got to wrap yourself in tinfoil.
Do you still stand by that before you're 40, the Brewers are going to win a World Series after...
By 2030.
In 5 years?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I stand by that. Listen, Antonacio...
So for a franchise that hasn't won one ever...
He's going to open up... Yeah, okay, and...
Have you watched any of the World Series?
I have watched a little bit of the World Series. It's too hard for me to watch. I'm happy the Blue Jays are winning, though.
Wait. Oh, because of your heartbroken?
I can't. I don't know how y'all do it. I can't really watch the things after.
Because it's fun. And also, the 18-inning game, I mean, that was just that
but
was
you're
a
also,
lot.
It speaks to the overall point of, like, the amount of depth you need.
Yeah, yeah. Both teams are spending
and
a massive
just,
amount of money. They're both top
and
they're
not,
both
and
top
not
six
just youth
in payroll.
And not just youth that develops, and then it gets to a point where you got to trade them away at their peak.
No, no, I understand
or
that.
Let them go at their peak and ride them out one
they're
year.
They're going to catch lightning in a bottle where he's going to spend some money over
how
these.
How much? Lightning in a bottle?
No, no, no. I'm telling you this right now. He's going to realize, I promise y'all.
How are you going to tell someone to spend money that hasn't proven that they will spend more money than you've wanted them to?
He's going to understand that we are so close to winning a World Series, he's going to spend money.
The hard part about baseball is, and I'm shocked that we got here, but I'm okay with it, is when you do start spending money, there's still no guarantee that it all works out. And then you're seeing a franchise like the Diamondbacks who beat the Brewers, went to the World Series.
And then all
they
of a sudden just
went from 120 to 180 in their payroll, and what did they do? They sold and didn't make the playoffs.
They did not make the playoffs.
But and that's the risk
but
if
the
you
Milwaukee
go away
Brewers
from
have
the
a
model
better,
in which they have.
The Milwaukee Brewers have a better infrastructure built in where they have made the playoffs many times, and I just feel like the moment is coming for us where he's going to finally invest in this baseball team where we're going to keep our talent that we have around, but we're also going to pay to get some guys around here. You're looking at two teams that have payrolls that are through the roof, right? I think Toronto actually is number five overall with payroll. I think they're like 268
million.
And so, like, that's what it takes to win a championship. And so the Brewers, at the 120-something it was this year,
125-ish.
That they were this year, they're going to have to get to at least $200 million, close to, as you know, inflation, things happen, salaries go up. And the Brewers are going to get there, and they're going to win a world championship. I promise you. They're going to have a mixture of young talent, because you can lock in the young guys early on like you did with Jackson Churio, right? Like you did with Freddie Peralta years ago. You can lock in some of these guys, and now you bring other guys that you pay a little bit more money to. The Brewers are not that far off, and we've seen it the last couple years. I promise y'all, by the time I'm 40, that's 2030, the Brewers will win a World Series, the Packers will win a Super Bowl. I'm going to have a ring on my finger. And it's not just going to be a wedding ring. It's also going to be a championship ring. The wedding ring means more to me.
Nice drop in there.
That was beautiful.
Let's give away a Frozen Pizza Friday prize pack, courtesy of Scream Sicilian.
Also beautiful.
Very beautiful. Frozen Pizza Friday at the Brust household. We have everything stocked up, ready to go. And when you win this, you'll be stocked up for your next Frozen Pizza Friday. 800-990-3776. Let's go caller 10, 800-990-3776. The Scream Sicilian prize packs are amazing. Palermo's products are amazing. And the awesome stuff that comes with the prize pack is also going to make you happy outside of, you know, I got a pizza cutter now. I got two of them. So now I don't have to go into the dishwasher and then, like, take the one pizza cutter I have. And, you know, you would do that. You'd
rinse
that
it
before,
off,
rinse
it off
quick.
Yeah.
You're like, yeah, just cut pizza with that. I can use hot water, rinse it off. And then cut the pizza. Well, you don't have to do that anymore because you're going to have two. So, 800-990-3776, Screaming Sicilian Pizza Prize Pack, caller 10. We're back next. Green Bay Pops and Preview.
You're listening to Kyle, Brust, and Nortman.
If I was as tall and as talented as you, if I could shoot as well as you could, both them teams would have won. Because
okay.
You got the, you did a fake punch, you said, in the Rose Bowl.
Yeah.
And I would have did fake point. I would have took it to the house. I would have scored a dang touchdown.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Time to get you ready for everything you need to know for Sunday's game. It's Kyle, Brust, and Nortman. No Nortman. 800-990-3776 or on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Let's hit Green Bay Props and Preview presented by Sip Mean Sip.
I'm going to ask you to place a little wager for me.
Here comes Parsons and he gets home.
Goes to the end zone. It is a one-handed grab by Matthew Gold.
Intercepted. Taken away by Xavier McKinney.
This is the Green Bay Props and Preview.
Ooh, that's my dog.
And Dog of the Game. Presented by Sit Mean Sit Dog Training in Waukesha. Schedule your free consultation today. Visit sitmeansitwaukesha.com.
Green Bay Props and Preview time. Dog of the Game
your
time.
Your ears flopping up and down.
I'm just getting into it, man.
Do you have a Halloween party you're going to?
I do, yes.
Oh, wow. You are excited.
What do you mean?
I can tell. Where are you going?
I'm going to a party.
Whose party is it?
It's a house party.
Madison Hayes, 24.
Wait, is that a real thing?
Yeah.
Because she kept saying, are you coming to my party? I said, what are you talking about?
Yeah, she said to me, I was like,
I think she invited everybody in the office, so I don't know how long I'll be there.
How did she invite everybody? So the way she invited me was like, are you coming? And I'm like, coming to what? To my party.
That's what I said.
And I was like, I don't know. Like, are you having a real party? Yeah, come to my party. Like, no address, no time. I thought she was joking. So you're really going?
It was a pity invite.
Or he's just desperate.
No, we were pity invites.
You guys were pity invites.
Pity? I didn't even know about it.
Or desperation advice. Maybe the RSVP came back negatively. I've known about this thing for 2 months. When she moved into this apartment, she's like, I'm having a Halloween party. I was like, okay, it's been on my calendar for months.
Oh, didn't you guys do a Thanksgiving get-together as well, and you did the thankful for thing?
Oh, last year.
Oh, you're doing that again this year? That.
Good memory by Benny. Wow.
Has she been planning Thanksgiving too?
I haven't heard anything on Thanksgiving. Okay, so Green Bay props and preview time now.
Yep.
over under 0.5, no, 1.5 Halloween parties happily attended on this panel of us three.
Over.
Say it.
Over. We're going to have a blast.
Over.
He almost fell for it.
I was trying to figure out why we were even doing this during the Green Bay props.
Over.
Over.
Very good. Hey, how about a fast start for the Packers? Over under 7.5 first quarter points for Green Bay on Sunday.
Ooh. Under 7.5 is a lot.
So
the
first quarter bet I struggle with because it always looks so easy, but a lot of it is based off of the coin flip.
Yeah.
Like even watching last night, the Dolphins started with the ball, scored a field goal, Ravens drove down. If it wasn't for a turnover, they wouldn't have, you know, it was so late in the first quarter, they wouldn't have gone over 7.5 points when we were all probably expecting, like, the result was that the Ravens with Lamar Jackson would win that game handily. But, like, I hate first quarter bets. I would probably say under, but they're...
Under. I'm going under. The Green Bay Packers.
Will it be a fast start or will it not be a fast start?
I mean, a seven.
Give me the over. They're going to turn them over. They're staying on business this week.
Staying on business.
So that means you think they're getting 10 points in the first quarter.
At minimum, or 14.
No. You said 7.5. I think they'll score in the first quarter, but it's so hard.
Do I owe you $10 on our side bets?
You know, you do. I wasn't going to bring it up.
Just bring it up.
I did, and then you said, oh, yeah.
Do you have Venmo?
I Venmoed you a lot of money.
All right, I'll do it now.
Yeah, all right.
I have Venmoed him a lot of money.
Yeah, I lost something last
$100.
Year. Whoa, $100.
For the roulette spin?
Oh, that and $700-some.
Oh, fantasy football.
Yeah. Oh, I forgot about that roulette spin. I'm not sold they actually lost.
It was on video.
It was on video.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Thanks for paying attention to our show.
I didn't produce this show yet.
It's still ESPN Wisconsin.
Wait, why did I pay you $20? You sure I didn't pay? Are you trying to double up on me?
Dude, you paid me $20 probably for something else. What do you mean? Ben,
this is getting stinky.
This ain't getting no damn stinky. I'm sure I probably gave you some $20 or doing something. I don't know.
Are you done?
Happy Friday. Here's $10.
All right, baby girl, you hear that? We're going to happy hour.
Oh. Hopefully my wife. Why did you Venmo Kyle $10?
Wait, she sees your Venmo?
It just says Venmo $10. She doesn't see who it doesn't show on the bank account who it's going to.
Oh, wait. Oh, yeah. It comes off the same one, the joint
one? They only have one bank account.
Oh, that's stressful.
It's not.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
Okay.
Once Kyle gets married, over under 1.5 bank accounts.
Oh, over.
Yeah. We're going to have a joint account, but I'm not going to just have not my other accounts. That would be foolish.
Wow. So you're calling me foolish?
Yeah. You're going to drive yourself crazy.
Packers, fool.
No, I'm just saying you're gonna be.
Did you just say fool?
Fool you, fool. Yeah, I mean you could see every. If I saw everything she bought, I would go crazy.
That's the difference between you and me.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Better husband.
Okay. Yeah. Sure. You're a husband. Yeah. Sure. I'm sure. If you're gonna sit here and lie and say you ain't seen no purchases in the last 3 months since y'all been married, where you're like, what? What was that?
Put me in a really tough spot, Kyle.
I'm just saying.
I thought this was Green Bay props.
Yeah,
yeah, so did I.
Well, I mean, you started it off with the damn. Well, I guess
you've been doing these rogue over unders about parties and
over under 57.5 receiving yards for Tucker Kraft coming off a career high 143 receiving yards. He's only gone over that 57.5 three times of seven games this year.
Bumps Tucker.
Who you got?
I'm going to save what I was going to say next because it's going to be at the end of this segment for my dog of the game.
Okay, so is that an over or an under on the prop that I just asked you?
That's an over. I think you're seeing the point of emphasis. He's involved. He's going to stay involved. Yeah. He's the yak monster.
Yes, he is. Again, Panthers aren't great with covering tight ends, so go ahead and give it up to our boy Tucker Kraft to have a good day. Maybe we have a Luke Musgrave sighting.
I think that's unlikely.
Got a pass, and so did.
Think he might be tight end three in this offense.
Throwing
that out there.
That's interesting.
That's a sucky second round pick. That's really masked by the success of Tucker Kraft.
I mean, he has so much potential. It's just Tucker Kraft is.
But John Fitzpatrick's been getting a lot more snaps.
He's a great little short yardage guy. They just find him real quick.
Also, good blocker. I think he's better at the blocking part of that job. Let's go to Jordan Love, shall we?
243.
236.5. Good guess.
I think I got to go over here. Josh Jacobs still like getting going. The offensive line has been much better pass blocking than run blocking. Plus, you got to go into this game knowing that your quarterback is playing at such a confident high level that you got to let it rip with him. Let the pass game open up the run game.
Remember when they wouldn't let it rip with him? Remember when he was holding
back? It was the
Pittsburgh
game in 2023. Yeah. And then last year's injury, and it seems like maybe it's the Pittsburgh game again.
Maybe. That is crazy to think a couple years ago. We were just like, hey, man, what are we going to do? And Matt LaFleur said, we just got to let it rip. And this kid since then, I mean, outside of injury, has been really letting it rip. He's put up some great numbers. I feel like in this game here, he's going to be under because I think somebody else is going to have a day.
Somebody else?
Mm-hmm.
Like Josh Jacobs?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, that was vague for
very vague.
Only
you
one
just said,
option.
I think Josh Jacobs is going to have a day. It's going to be a Josh Jacobs game. Jordan Love
I
under.
Think he forgot what we were talking about.
No, not at all. It's my dog of the game.
Oh, let's go to the dog of the game.
Yeah, you guys are really ruining this segment. Bad performance by both of you.
Okay, take some ownership of throwing in your random over-unders that got us off track.
Yeah, you threw me
I
away
threw
off.
You Tucker Kraft over-under. You said, I'm going to hold it for my dog of the game, Bumps Tucker.
And then, how'd you get us on joint bank accounts?
And then Kyle said, no,
oh, you
got
it
us on joint bank accounts.
That was Strove's fault.
Well, you know.
You
now,
said, oh, you owe me $10. You
I
said, oh, you take Venmo?
No, I didn't say he owed me $10. He asked me if he owed me $10 randomly. I don't know why that
hand
was random.
Because I don't
hand
like
up.
Having debts.
Well, I mean, hand up what?
Hand up. You guys had an awful segment.
We can't even see your hand.
Hand up.
Dog of the game?
Oh, I mean, for me, my dog of the game is Josh Jacobs. Y'all see what James Cook did last week?
Oh, my gosh. 215 yards.
On like 19 carries. He went crazy.
Kyle,
and I'm telling you.
You know what James Cook is?
A dog. And I'm telling you right now,
a bunny dog.
Josh Jacobs, he's ready. He's like a dog trying to get to the bone this week. He's sick of hearing about how the running game can't do anything. He's sick of seeing Emmanuel Wilson get out there and have all them rushing lanes. The Green Bay Packers have talked about their quarterback, their head coach, and their running back have all talked about establishing the run game, and that is exactly what the Green Bay Packers are going to do. Their offense is going to move so smoothly, and Josh Jacobs is going to go for 100 yards, and he's going to be the dog of the game, baby. Josh Jacobs is back.
Remember when Kyle predicted Matthew Golden to have 137 yards or some outlandish
109,
weird
I think it was.
No, it was high. It was high.
No, it was.
It was way over 109.
112.
No.
You know, y'all just be just inflating stuff. Y'all find yourself funny.
Brad's been great at the dog of the game. Micah Parsons
gosh.
And Jordan Love the last 2 weeks.
He's been great. No, he didn't have Jordan Love. He had Tucker Kraft. I had Jordan Love.
Oh,
he had Tucker Kraft.
Damn.
He was
on fire.
He said Tucker Kraft like 6 catches, 100 some yards, and 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, he nailed
and
that.
And Tucker Kraft went over. Had like 130 some yards.
143. 3 minutes.
The reason
ago.
Why, Kyle, I didn't bring it up to pick on you because I'm going to put myself out there as well. 100 plus yards from.
Christian Watson?
Christian Watson!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get out there, 4 catches, 80-plus yards.
That's impressive.
Testing the knee out, being like, oh, I can do this. I can do this.
And blocking.
Blocking well, but also, I really do believe that the passing game is going to continue to be utilized after you saw the rhythm that Jordan Love got in. The confidence is there with the QB, and I just think Christian Watson has a chance coming off of this injury after gaining some confidence to go over 100 yards. There's my dog! the game.
I actually liked it. I think Christian Watson, because, again, I talk about it all the time because you guys lived it, is once you get out there and you feel that confidence, oh, okay, I'm back, I'm good. Christian Watson not only felt I'm back, I'm good, he balled out. Jordan Love felt good having this guy back. Christian Watson, if he stays healthy the rest of this season, he's going to make a big impact for this football team because his presence just seemed to rise that offense.
Give me Quay Dog Walker. I got Quay Walker, my dog of the game.
Meet a bar.
Interesting, after a small calf injury popped up. I know he practiced today, but
he'll be in there.
Up for a game, Pottawatomie Sportsbook is right there with you for all international games and matches. It's the Midwest's best sportsbook, and it opens early. Place your bets, kick back, and relax, and enjoy the show on the enormous, amazing video wall. Grab a cold one along with the amazing food that I've had twice this week, and I'm so glad. Dude, the grilled chicken sandwich? I know you got the crispy. Next time, get the grilled.
When did you get the grill?
Weekly Wager Wednesday?
She did tell me to get the grill.
The grilled is really good. And if you're not up for watching the game, still on the action, wager on any sport anytime at the kiosks. Bet above the rest, Pottawatomie Sportsbook. Kyle's got a stat of the day coming up next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
You throw hands?
Do I throw hands?
With T.O.
Will I? No, I throw hands with Andre the Giant, man.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Everyone loves a good stat of the day on a Friday, am I right, Strofe?
Can't wait.
Kyle's bringing the heat with Brad Nerdman out. What do you got for us, Kyle?
So, you know, it's perusing the old socials of media.
Oh, great. Perusing.
Yeah, perusing. You don't peruse?
Everyone peruses.
I peruse a lot of times. Well, I don't say where I'm perusing at, but just know I have a lot of time.
What does that
mean? It sounds a lot worse.
Now, y'all know what it is. We all
no,
sit
we
down.
Don't.
Looking at
we
adult
sit down.
Content?
We sit down what?
We
in peruse?
I sit down for 15 minutes in peruse.
You're perusing for 15
adult
minutes?
Adult content perusing?
That's what you're making it sound like.
What?
Yes.
I'm saying 15 minutes.
15. What?
Let's get to your stat.
I'm definitely lost of what you sickos are talking about. But I came across a little stat here, and the stat said the fewest combined offense, the teams with offensive punts, sacks, and turnovers. So that means how many times has your team punted this year? How many times has your quarterback gotten sacked? And how many turnovers has your offense had?
I was really thinking it meant something else.
Because you read it, and then you explained what is already explained.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that I broke it down.
I'm looking at sacks, punts, and fumbles, which means...
Sacks, punts, and fumbles!
Well, when you look at the sacks, punts, and fumbles this year, you'd realize the Green Bay Packers are in the bottom three of teams of many times they've gotten sacked, how many turnovers they have, and how many times they punted this year. The Green Bay Packers have only done that a combined 35 times, which is only behind the Indianapolis Colts, and the other team around them is the Kansas City Chiefs. So what that lets me know is that the Colts are what?
Best team in the league.
Best team in the league, but best based off of their record. And we know how good the Kansas City Chiefs are. The Green Bay Packers are in excellent company. And what that tells me, with a shaky offensive line that we've had this year, and a sense of them not always being consistent, it shows me how good Jordan Love is. The Green Bay Packers football team is not that far off. And this just showed to everybody how dang good they really are. The fact that they've only punted, gotten sacked, or turned the ball over 35 times this year is extremely impressive, and they're only going to get better. So that was an incredible stat that showed me the Green Bay Packers were true contenders. They just got to clean up some of the small stuff.
Who are the teams that suck at it?
Well, the teams that suck at it were teams that
are they teams that suck?
The Titans, who are awful. The Browns, who are bad. And the Jets, who are awful.
Yeah, I think your overall point of it speaking to Jordan Love is a good point, because I feel like I don't have this in front of me because I didn't know that you were going to go right to Jordan Love specifically for the stat, but I feel like he's been particularly good at avoiding getting sacked in
his
career.
He's always been good. Yes, that is something. He in the pocket, watching Jordan Love maneuver the pocket, the way he steps up and moves and flows out to the right, he's magnificent at doing it. And now the fact that he's been using his legs a lot more this season after he kind of gets out the pocket, that makes him that much better. I'm telling y'all, we have a gym right now with Jordan Love at
quarterback. I do want to do a quick poll, because if I could go back in time, I probably would have just done this simple question, good throw, bad throw, because I've seen debate across the internet about it. And Jordan himself.
The Watson one or the Kraft?
The Watson one. The Kraft one, we know. He threw it up. There was pressure. To his credit, like, it was a one-on-one and the defender couldn't see it. The Watson one where he stepped up and there was pressure, I thought it was a good throw. But by the logic of trying to thread the needle across your body, floating it with a safety and a linebacker. It was a perfect throw.
It was a perfect throw.
But maybe it was it a good decision or a bad decision?
It was risky.
That's what I'm getting. Good, because it was a good throw.
It was a great throw.
Good decision or bad decision?
He's Jordan Love. He's got a little bit of that Brett Favre in him, man, where he's slanging that thing.
When you compare that, you immediately go to bad decision.
Oh, guess what? Guess how many Super Bowls Brett Favre won?
But he's not Brett Favre. He won his comparing him to
but
him.
No, but he's dude, I'm telling you, he's not Brett Favre.
Good
yet.
Decision, bad decision.
You want a little gunslinger in your quarterback, not maybe to the level of Brett Favre, but you want a little gunslinger. I thought that was a good decision. He put it in a spot where only Christian Watson could get it.
Yeah, exactly. Moving like that, too.
That safety, that was
Jordan
in front of him, and no shot at it.
Himself that it was probably too risky of a throw.
Yeah, he's allowed to say that.
He knows.
I think he'd throw it again.
He.
Given that.
Is that a good decision or a bad decision to throw it again?
I mean,
because now you're basing it off a result.
Yeah.
He put results aside, if you see that throw again, doesn't mean the same result's going to happen.
I trust Jordan Love and his gunslinger tendencies.
I do too.
Because we talk about how he doesn't make you, and this is true. I don't watch him and get nervous like we used to.
No, I don't either.
But that throw to Kraft and to Watson.
The Kraft one made me more nervous.
I'm not saying that that one obviously made you more nervous. I'm just saying those two throws were the only two throws where I did the.
Yeah.
All right.
But you got to take some calculated risks, and they both worked. And that
I don't think Jordan Love gets enough credit for how good he's been to start his career. 70 touchdowns, 25 interceptions. Like, dude, what?
That's good ratio.
That's an incredible ratio. That's Aaron Rodgers type stuff, man. To start the career. Dude is a really good quarterback.
4-1 versus 3-1 is a huge difference, believe it or not. But it's a great start.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan Rollins is the story next. Jim, Matt, Molly, and Madison.
Jesse and Hamilton next.
Jesse and Hamilton
next. Oh, wow.
God bless those ears hearing Jesse Nelson.